This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 305. You have questions.
We have answers on the cutting room floor.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we got a clip show.
Another one.
You wanna know why?
Why?
Cause it's a long weekend.
Labor Day, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Get your shit on. Get your Labor Day on.
And you know what we don't do on Labor Day?
Labor.
That's right.
Taxes?
Nah, I don't do my taxes.
I don't do taxes. I don't. Fuck it, it's labor.
You're gonna have a baby on Labor Day? Nope.
No labor on baby.
No
day.
Labor.
If you birth a child today, you are not American.
Well, no, that wouldn't be her fault.
That's not true. That's not true. I mean, because that baby.
Man, if you were having a baby on Labor Day, well, that's just.
You better have the epidural, though.
You better have some plushy pillows, some, like, of your favorite Mushu Guy pan.
No, seriously, though. Get the epidural.
Get your pampering on during your labor, bitch. Get that foot rub.
See, this is why we should not have a long weekend, because we go stupid.
Yep.
But that's okay, because it's Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
I wish we had like a foghorn, but dum dum dum, like they do on 103 in New York. The foghorn sound, the sirens.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no. Or some gunshots.
We don't have that.
I know.
We don't have a soundboard. We don't roll like that.
All I want for Christmas is a soundboard.
No, you don't. You want other stuff for Christmas. But
world peace.
That's okay, because we have a really enjoyable clip show for you guys. Like, for real, not for play.
Like, we didn't fake this. We put a lot of effort
in that. You know, we went back and looked at the archives and were like, what was the stuff that we cut out of episodes that we didn't put in episodes yet? Do you know how much stuff on the reg that we have to cut out of these things?
Man, I'm so glad we don't pay Merry Maids to clean our cutting room floor, because they make some serious
bank. I'd be like,
no maids on Labor Day weekend.
No lady.
Bitch.
Yeah.
I say bitch after 75% of the things I say, bitch.
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of episode. So, I mean, there's going to be so much out of this episode that we're just going to end up in another podcast, is what I'm telling you.
We recycle, bitch.
Anyway, what we've gathered today are some of the things for some recent episodes that we cut out. That one, we didn't really want to cut out because we thought they were golden. I mean, everything that comes out of our mouths is amazing.
We're holding on to what's golden.
And I'm not just saying that because
stay
I'm
golden, home. Pony boy.
You haven't even seen that movie, so you just...
I read the book! They made me read that shit in school. Labor! Bitch!
So anyway, first up, we have some of the things that were actually conversational pieces. There were good conversational pieces.
You don't have to point at me, I know.
I know, but I have to point at somebody, and pointing at the microphone just makes me feel stupid.
When I point at the microphone, I say, objection! That's what I do, as a rule.
But this first section are a bunch of questions that we asked that started some really good conversations. So they're not like quick hits from the cutting room floor. We've had quick hits from the cutting floor.
Pow, 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 super fast.
Exactly. But these are not those.
No.
No, no. So
these are quite long.
Yeah. Long questions are long.
Long questions are
like,
long.
Did the movie The Social Network change your view about Facebook? All right, so let me ask you a question before you tell everybody the whole freaking movie. So then,
I'm not. There's so much going on that I couldn't even properly.
So let me ask you this question.
Assess it. But
after seeing The Social Network,
mm-hmm.
I got two questions actually.
Okay.
So my first question is: after seeing The Social Network, do you feel like you know more about Facebook and now want to interact through it more? from what you know than what you've been doing. Question two is, after seeing the Facebook movie and how things were portrayed, do you have a different opinion about what Facebook is? Because you used Facebook back when it wasn't open to the public and it was only open to schools. So from your experience of what Facebook was to what Facebook has now turned into, you know, which is like a huge marketing thing for businesses now. And, you know, it's not their big, massive, you know, media games, which will kind of, you know, tap into
we'll
one thing.
We'll tap into that later on the show.
Yeah. You know, do you think that it is a good growth, bad growth, was something that was in mind originally? You know, and just kind of what your thoughts are.
So, the first question was, after seeing the movie...
Yep.
And that's where you lost me.
Okay, so after seeing the movie...
Yep.
Do you feel like you should be using...
Do I use it the way it was meant to be used?
That's a piece of it. And do you feel like you should be using it even more than what you're using now? Like,
no.
Did the movie inspire you to be like, oh my God, like, Facebook really is like this big deal?
Absolutely not. I mean, believe it or not, this movie wasn't a how-to on the Facebook. Like, right. It really wasn't.
Right, it was a history of
it was Facebook. Yeah, it was pretty much the history of Facebook and how it came to be. I didn't rush home and stay on Facebook all night. In fact, I don't even think I touched it after this movie. I think I was more in awe of how it came to be and how, at the end of all things, the way that they were portraying Mark to want it to be ended up not being what the end result was.
Mm.
Because, remember, going in, he didn't want any advertisements because he didn't know what this was going to be. You know, and, you know, all the input from Eduardo, you know, whoever that actual character is in real life, who I don't know, whoever that was, actually ended up getting, you know, getting his piece incorporated into what the Facebook is now. So, I mean, no, I didn't rush in. I didn't go, oh my God, I need to restructure my Facebook because I'm totally not using it to my potential, because not once did they ever, you know, branch exactly what you were supposed to do on it.
Okay.
Which they highlight through Eduardo, because, you know, he was apparently the CFO. He was putting money into it. And at one point in the movie, he's talking to his girlfriend, who's fuckably insane. She's fuckably insane. And she's like, why is your status single on Facebook? And he's like, I haven't touched it since it was made. She's like, are you telling me that the C fucking F-O of Facebook doesn't know how to change his status? He goes, I don't. Like, and he's dead honest. Like, and he's just so genuine, and she's not feeling it. So, I mean, no, like, I really didn't even touch Facebook after the movie. And in terms of the second question, which is now that I've answered that question, I don't even remember what the second question was now. I was thinking about the second question when you asked the first one.
Second question was, you know, because you were a user of Facebook back
at
when
the time
it wasn't...
when it was exclusive to schools.
To schools, you know, comparing what your usage was and what was going on Facebook during its closed period to what Facebook is
now.
Now, do you think, one, that growth has been...
Oh, good, bad, or negative.
Right.
Okay.
And two, do you think that overall Facebook is a useful thing?
In terms of when it was closed, if the growth since then has been good, bad, or neutral. Or neutral. Nowadays, where, you know, employers are looking at your Facebook for possible job offers, you know, they're looking to see just how crazy you are and what you did on that Friday night.
Make sure that your privacy is on, people.
I mean, in terms of that.
Friends only.
I mean, now that social media is really big, I mean, a lot of companies are looking at all those. They're looking at mm-hmm. Friendster. They're looking at your MySpace.
Oh, my God. Friendster's still out there?
Sadly, yeah.
Wow! I haven't checked my Friendster in, like, 5 years.
No, they're looking at your Friendster. They're looking at your MySpace. And I haven't touched my MySpace since, like,
19. Oh, my God.
I mean, like,
God, I haven't touched my MySpace since, like, 2005. Probably 6.
Yeah.
Because I got on MySpace after you did.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I...
Damn, I probably have so
many messages.
Whoops!
From people I don't even talk to anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, because, you know, they're looking at that for, you know, for potential jobs, and they're looking to assess you. I mean,
I think put your trip to Cabo pictures on your Facebook.
Or.
Unless you make those pictures viewable by your friends only, people.
Believe it or not, a lot of people that I know back from Salem State were actually, they had two Facebooks.
You can't do that, though.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, I know you can go and you can feed it a different email, but Facebook's rules specifically say you are only allowed to have one personal account, and if they find that you have two, they will lock you out of both accounts.
Oh, well, then I won't say whose they are, but I know several people who rock two.
So,
one that's for professional business
use. As a person who has looked into doing something similar, it's like rule number two on their terms of use.
All right, well, then...
It literally says one personal account per person.
Well, then... Well, see, then that should be really weird because I know you have to have a school email address linked to it, or at least you used to.
You used to have a school email address. Now you can have any email address
linked
to it.
Yeah, I know, but back when it was just schools, if that's the case, I could have had two, one for Marion Court and one for Salem State because I went to two schools.
Yeah, and during those times, you would have been okay, but literally now it specifically says... Yeah, well,
people out there who I know have multiples, be careful about
y'all
that.
Y'all better, consolidates.
So, I mean, I know that some people were doing that, where they had one that was
and businesses were doing it for a while, but because they were getting locked out of accounts, they stopped it.
So, I mean, I thought that was a great idea.
Because you don't
want
to not be able to have control of your shizzles.
Have a business one. I thought that was actually really smart of the people that I saw doing it.
And I think that they should. I think that they should because, you know, your friend stuff, your life stuff...
Is different from your work stuff.
Is different from your work stuff. And because, and that's why I asked the question of, you know, before to now, you know, you've got lots of companies that are aggressively marketing through Facebook. Yeah. I mean, like, Kohl's has a promotion that they're doing through Facebook.
So, I mean, good, bad, or neutral. I mean, I...
That was the question I asked.
Yeah, it was. Mm. And I probably would have to say that this is probably more of a neutral for me.
Okay.
Because there's a catch-22 in that sense that... You know, you're doing a lot more advertising on Facebook than when we first got it.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're getting pelted with, oh my god, I need to get a busted t-shirt. Oh my god, I totally have to be watching this website.
And I need to time you out there right now, okay? Because there's one thing I have to say about this. People, I don't give a shit about what you're doing in Farmville. Stop updating my fucking wall. I don't care that you found a lost little brown cow. I don't.
Brown cow?
I don't give a shit. So please,
I stopped Facebook. I stopped Farmville. So,
yeah, I know, and I'm so proud. I don't give a damn about your cows. I don't care about your zombies. I don't care. Stop it. So, this has been a PSA from Ninja Sista. Just stop it.
So I mean, do I see a lot of positives? Yes, but there are still some just as equal negatives.
Right.
So I feel right on the fence on it. I'm still dead in the middle with all the progress because now, like I said, you're looking at employers who are watching everything that you do. And I mean, the Facebook was meant, not the Facebook, Facebook was
the
meant
Facebook.
Facebook was meant to be more of a social thing. And I mean, your social life is totally different from your business life.
Right.
I mean, that's why there are sites like LinkedIn that are meant to be more professional.
Uh-huh.
And I don't feel too comfortable with, you know, potential, you know, job offers looking at my Facebook. Not that I do anything on there for them to be even mildly concerned. I'm quite
plain.
Yeah,
I have to take
some
pictures off my Facebook.
I don't do any of that anyway. But I mean, at the same time,
do stuff. You just don't put it on your Facebook.
No, that's right. If I want you to see pictures, like, hey, email. That's it. But I don't even do that. Some of my friends, I don't know.
Well, I just think it's really interesting because, you know, now the government wants, you know, to be able, and they've already approached, you know, things like Facebook and Skype, and other social things. I think they approached Twitter too. I can't remember the article that I was reading earlier this week about being able to subpoena and get access to people's stuff. When, you know, they believe, you know, kind of like wiretaps, when they believe that somebody may
be doing
something.
Oh my god, doesn't that breach on privacy law?
Well, here's the thing, though. If they've got a subpoena, okay, it's just like going to the company that you get your internet access from. You know, if they get served a subpoena, it's up to the company whether or not they want to fight and not turn over that information.
Well, I don't know too many of them that would want to
no.
fight.
No, Comcast was like, here you go! You don't even have to give us a subpoena. Just tell us what you want. We'll give it to you.
So I mean,
but you know, it's really interesting to me, and I think that the reason why there's been so much buzz around this movie isn't because, you know, it doesn't really talk about what's going on Facebook. It delves really
with all
into
all the crap around
all the drama around its creation. But Facebook is a huge thing. It really has, you know, changed how people talk and when they talk to each other about things.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the mobile applications, which most people are dealing with Facebook, still on the website, not on mobile, but mobile usage is way, way up. You know, and people are sharing the experience because they like that, being able to be social with people who aren't directly with
and
them.
And it also feeds into those addictive needs. I think when I really started getting into Facebook was right around the time that I was starting to fight my will to no longer engage in WoW. And I mean...
Oh, thank God about that. I do.
And I mean, I have that type of addictive personality. I can admit that about my games.
Oh, I freaking love Facebook.
Okay. No, but I mean... It has that type of addictive quality, the way that Blizzard markets WoW.
Dude, when you close an account, one of the things that asks you is the reasons why you're leaving Facebook, and one of them is, I'm spending way too much time on Facebook.
So, I mean...
And I guarantee you, at least 22% of people say that they are leaving Facebook because they're spending way too much time during their day
and
on
that can,
Facebook.
Yeah, and it can completely impede on your life.
You know, it's like but a gambling addiction,
When you first got Facebook, before they started doing any of these games or doing any of these things that you could spend, you know, more or less you were just checking it for your friends to see what your friends were doing.
It was like a WoW auction. That's how I look at Farmville. It's like a WoW auction. Mm-hmm. I gotta check what's going on in my Farmville.
No.
I gotta tend to my cafe. I gotta get
I tried Cafe.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't nearly as intriguing as Farmville was, which is weird because you couldn't put my ass on a farm to do this shit for real. So the fact that a game was like, oh my God, I have to plow my field and pick my flowers in time so they don't wilt.
Oh, did you have cotton? Did you pick it?
No, I wasn't high. I never made it to that high enough level. I didn't. And at that point I was like, this seems wrong.
I shouldn't have a plantation.
I know, and that's one of the sizes of the farms that you get is plantation or big plantation. Eventually, they're going to start saying you want hired help, and then we're going to have issues.
Then there's going to be problems.
Yeah. But I mean, overall, if you're really into intrigue and really look at what's possibly real, because I mean,
cinematically.
In terms of the history of of Facebook, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that's exaggerated, exacerbated, and whatnot for the movie to make
it
more...
exacerbated. Exacerbated is something different.
Exacerbated.
There we go. That's tomorrow's word.
You know, it should be. But, I mean, if you don't know all the history, all the facts about it, you know, and you're interested...
I wouldn't necessarily,
I wouldn't say go to this movie, write it all down, and believe that as your personal truth. But I mean, I walked in saying, all right, I know not all of this is true, but what will I walk away from thinking more over anything else was
right.
true?
And I
came out of this, I felt like I went to go see a movie and came out with an experience.
That's good.
So, I mean, if you're looking for an experience and you're into intellectual mental gameplay, because like I said, there's no Michael Bay explosions, there's no John Doves. There isn't, but there is some really extreme bathroom sex.
Hey. Yeah.
Which I wasn't expecting from Harvard.
Bathrooms, please.
Well, I don't know much about Ivy League schools. I didn't go to one.
They nasty.
I didn't go to one.
They're
so
nasty as the non-Ivies.
So regardless, it's really something that you should experience. I'm not saying go out to the theater and see it, but it's definitely a movie that you have to see at some point.
Okay. So, not necessarily a buy, but definitely a rent.
Definitely a rent when, Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix that shit. For sure.
I'm really going to have to, like, email the Netflix
people
Netflix. Now.
So, yeah, Netflix that shit for sure. You know, and if that's the case and you don't even have Netflix, I'm sure you got a friend who doesn't use all their you know, rents a month. And even that, when it becomes, you know, live stream that shit.
Okay.
Get some wine. Wear a cardigan.
Why? Why a cardigan?
Just to feel like you're at Harvard. You know how many people were wearing cardigans in this movie? Like, everybody. And I'm like, oh my.
So a cardigan makes you smarter?
Apparently to them.
Well, damn, I need to get me some cardigans.
Well, I've got like four. What was that movie Vanessa Williams was in?
Well, see, Vanessa Williams is different, though. Because Vanessa Williams was a Miss USA, and then she wasn't Miss USA. And her talent was singing.
Then she sang.
And then she was a singer.
And then
she did a Tyler Perry movie.
Which one did she do?
Yeah, wasn't she in the, No, I'm sorry. She did, the movie with Big Mama. What is it?
Oh, dude.
Because she was the frigid bitch wife. With the bad wig.
I'm not remembering this.
You know, where they had the Sunday dinners and the, like, the Big Mama got diabetes.
Soul food.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. It wasn't Tyler Perry. It was soul food.
Wow.
Yeah. See? You are black.
That was a stretch.
I saw the brain vessel pop. We'll get that fixed, though. But, yeah, you know, she was in that movie. And before that, though, she was in Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I was like, what the hell's going on here?
All I remember from her, really, in terms of a timeline, was
But now she's on Desperate Housewives.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't put her on that show way earlier than now.
Because she was on Ugly Betty.
Well, that's true. And that show needed a bitch for a very long time.
Well, great.
Yeah, okay, too. That's true. But no, in terms of my timeline of Vanessa Williams, I just remember a really horrible Christmas CD that Esh Mom had.
Oh my god.
I remember only listening to maybe one song on that whole CD, and then I was like, that's crap.
How did we come up with the names of our cars?
But I think didn't...
Although it's mostly positive to begin with, but he will be like, so super cool in my
Didn't
book.
Red have a second question? About our vehicles?
Yeah! This is going to be an all-question episode.
It seems like it.
I mean, they're good questions, though.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, Red also asked us about how we came up with the names of our new vehicles, because if you're not aware, we both have new vehicles in our lives.
So does K-Monk!
Kay also has a new vehicle as well, so, you know, that's always cool.
Or bitches be getting cars! Yep. Woo!
Bitches with money! What? So I'll let you go first.
Okay, well,
because yours is more interesting than mine.
Well, your car has like 15 different names ongoing right now. Mine only has one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I have a new to me 2007 Dodge Caliber. I used to drive a 1996 Ford Escort. So I went from two doors.
I thought it was a 94.
No, it's a 96.
Oh, okay.
96. And I still have her. Her name was Thule.
Yep.
She was a hand-me-down from Ninja, actually. Ninja got her.
She was in great condition, by the way.
She was. She was in great condition when Ninja had her, and kind of ran her into the ground a little bit with an accident here and a slippy slip here. And
with a slippy slip here and a couple of brouhahas.
Brouhaha. Anyway, so I didn't name my first car because she was a hand-me-down car. But the new car that I have now, you know,
the new car in your life.
Yeah. It's silver with black accents, and when you look at the front of it, it definitely looks like a dude. Like, it's a dude car.
Yeah, it looks muscly.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks beefy.
Are you trying to tell me I'm beefy?
No, I said your car looks beefy.
Well, yeah, it is beefy. So, I mean, it was just, I couldn't picture giving this car a female name because it just doesn't look female to me. And I know
a lot of people... It would be a transvestite.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have a problem driving, you know...
No, but...
Equal driver
your
opportunity.
Your car is obviously...
A dude. And I'm not going to put a ball sack on the bottom, you know, like some guys will do on the trucks and stuff.
Please stop doing that. I saw one of those the other day when I was driving home, and it is the nastiest
thing. It's not
thing.
Even, like, the same color as the truck, so it's a black car with, like, hot pink balls. I'm like,
he's just like,
dude.
Why does your car have hot pink balls?
Like, why? You already got the flames on the side. If you're already screaming masculine, you don't need scrotum or ball sack.
Hot pink!
I know.
Doesn't
at least
scream
get blue.
Masculine.
Get blue.
No, dude, watch blue balls.
Man, if your car's got blue balls, and you know there's something wrong. But
you should take it to the dealership.
But anyway, so my car, you know, is silver with black accents, and it was just smexy. Like, I mean, when I went to the dealership, I was actually aiming to get a 2008 Mazda CX-7, but it was a little bit out of my price range, And they were looking for cars that were kind of in the price range that they were allotting me. And I was actually really disappointed that I didn't get the CX-7. But then I saw this car and I kind of had to stop because he caught my eye. So it was like interest at first glance. And as soon as I sat in it and I drove around the lot, I was like, and this
is my car.
So I thought about it for a little bit. And by the end of the day, I was pretty much set on the name Statham. And kind of in reference to...
Who helped you with that, by the way?
You did.
Thank you.
Because I knew him like, sexy man. Sexy young man. But not too young. So he's got some history. I'm like, who could that be?
Got strength, but is it muscly
right.
bound? You know?
No, not, you know, steroid neck.
Right.
But, you know, could definitely fuck a bitch up. or mm-hmm. fuck several bitches up, mm-hmm. and then fuck a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no one would say nothing to him.
No.
He'd go on his way. Yeah. So it was much like, you know, Jason Statham, who you've seen in Crank 2, The Expendables, and Transporter. You know, and he just kind of came off that way. Like, I wish Statham had an actual voice, because I wouldn't be surprised if he sounds like Jason Statham. And then I would never leave my car. Ever. Ever. So that's how that's how Statham came to be named.
My car is named Karma, a.k.a. Pumpkin Diddles,
a.k.a.
Young Breezy, a.k.a. Money in the Banks.
Yeah. Break that down for them.
Yeah, I'm not breaking down the whole thing, because it'll take an entire podcast episode just to do that, but we'll stick with Karma, the official name. My car, if you follow me on Twitter, you've already seen that I've posted pictures of it, and it's the first car that I've ever bought for myself.
Yeah, mine too!
By myself.
Me too!
And it came about that I was able to get it because of some good things that were happening in my life.
Me too!
And so I called it Karma because it just seemed like it was the return for all the good that, you know, I
life
think that
come
I've done.
Life full circle?
No, because my life isn't over. But I put out a lot of good things.
And then something good came back.
Yeah. So that's where that name came from.
Pumpkin Diddles? Because you should tell them about tell them how Pumpkin Diddles came into being. Because that's the interesting name.
It's not really an
interesting...
Does your
car diddle pumpkins?
No, it doesn't diddle pumpkins.
Pumpkin diddles.
Here's the thing. Okay, my mind works in a very...
fucked up way.
Strange and unique.
Fucked up.
Way.
Twisted.
Slightly. So, that one basically came about in that I was calling her Pumpkin all the time. Because my car is definitely female. It's a 2010 Mazda 3 hatchback, and it is a slate gunmetal gray color. So it's very sleek and almost unassuming looking, but then it will sneak up on you because she's got a little zoom zoom.
Yep. And she'll kick you in your nuts.
She will, if you're not looking.
She will dispense justice.
I call her Pumpkin because she's my pumpkin, you know. I take very good care of her. I think I've already cleaned her like once, and I've only had her for a couple weeks, and she needs another cleaning again.
She's a dirty girl.
Stop it. Just slightly.
Keep staying
away from
her.
Pumpkin a bunch. And then, so in my brain, I couldn't just call her Pumpkin. I'm not exactly sure why, but my brain said I couldn't do that. But my car is little compared to Eshmom's car and compared to Panda's car. As far as the length, see, we put way too much thought in this. Compared in length to the vehicles, mine is the
smallest car.
Shortest car.
Yeah, just like her owner.
Stop it.
What?
Watch yourself.
It's the truth.
I'll kick your ass.
That was truth for your ear.
Okay. And so, because she is the shortest, she's the littlest. I didn't want to call a pumpkin little. And so in my brain just went, well, diddle rhymes with little. And then I was like, oh, Pumpkin Diddles. Yeah, that's my ride. So that's pretty much how that happens. And I typically refer to her as Pumpkin Diddles way more than Karma or Young Breezy, although I do call Young Breezy a Money in the Bank at work. And then she also has another name, but I can't say that on the podcast because that's really inappropriate.
What? Can you whisper it to me?
No. But anyway.
We want to know.
I can't whisper in front of this mic. There is no whispering in front of this mic.
Oh,
this
that's
mic
true.
Is awesome.
You guys won't get to know, but I'll get
this
to find
mic
out after
can
the
hear
show.
People next door when they're next door. Because your ride is really important. Like mine, I finally have, you know, all geeked out the way that I want. So I've got my hands free set up the way that I want. I've got my navigation set up the way that I want.
My car is big like if I had a man piece. Statham is like my man piece.
Okay.
And I rock it.
Yes.
What word does Ninja hate the most?
You know, so I love skinning my
animals.
Tech. No. Ew.
It's like, I
first
like skinning
all,
people.
No. It puts the lotion on its skin or so it gets to lose again. No. I don't
like
think so.
Like, gotta make sure your human suit is well lubed. well moistured.
I
for the elements.
Word. I hate that word.
Lubed.
No.
Moisture.
Yes.
What about cake?
I like cake.
But what about moist cake?
That's a tough one.
That's what I imagine. Like you're like, oh, moist cake. You go to touch it, it's all like soggy.
No, that's spongy. Ew.
No, spongy is like.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But
either.
Moist is like. There's a difference.
That's so wrong. That is
but
really
it's
wrong.
True.
I know.
I like spongy cake.
I do. I
it's
like
puffy.
No, I like sponge cake.
I like spongy cakes. Okay. I don't like
you know
moist
what?
Cakes.
Because
then you eat it and it's all runny. And you don't know if it's completely cake. You don't know if it's completely
You ever
baked.
Have somebody that made a cake and it, they didn't cook it all the way and so you get that it's beyond moist, it's just wet.
I've had a
like
lot
you
of,
get to
I've
the
had,
top and you're like, oh, cake, and then it goes swoosh, and you're like, oh, no.
It's like the inside wasn't formed.
Yeah, it's so it's,
so
just
it's
like,
a, so it's a trap.
Yeah, it's like, it really is.
You're
it's
like,
a
oh,
trap.
That cake is great.
Oh.
And you poke it, it's like.
That cake is a lie. That cake is a lie.
It like deflates.
Yeah. Why wasn't Eminem in the Def Jam Rap Star game?
If I put my friends in this
well,
room.
Well, your friends are different.
If I put
like,
my
hey,
friends.
Hey, 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 let's qualify this. Your friends. Are not the typical 20-something white dude.
Girls, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the typical 20-something white dude knows about the pit bull and is familiar with this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? So your friends are not really the barometer.
Right. But you know, I'm very surprised that they did not have Eminem in there.
I was too.
Just a little bit.
Like, I would have thought that, you know.
Because that would have just been, you know, that should have been like the finale song because he can spit.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that as well.
That's
it's
right,
because really
they're probably going to bring some
I mean, it's probably
going to
be his DLC, but I would have imagined that.
Because, man, I could.
M would have been on disc. I mean, there's so much you can pick from. I mean, Stan would be a great duet one, for sure. You know.
My
I
fault.
Mean,
I can do my fault, see? I can do that. I can fuck that shit up. Yeah.
Okay.
I said it.
You know, I mean, my name is?
What? No, I'm just kidding. But exactly.
You know, I'm yeah, that's a good
or Jay-Z.
Point. I hadn't really noticed that. And
there was no Jay-Z in there either.
Yeah, there wasn't any Jay. That's true.
I wonder
all,
why.
Which was kind of surprising. You know.
Maybe he'll do a giant downloadable compact, you know.
Well, I think that probably the reason why you don't see M and J is because they're tied pretty tightly to DJ Hero.
Probably.
And so that may be, now,
yeah, but
as
they
I
have,
think about
but
it.
There's only certain songs from them on the, well, maybe in the second one we'll hear a lot more from
well,
them.
Well, you gotta remember, you know, they did the branded Renegade thing, and then they issued the album, and then there are two sets. There's the Jay-Z mix-up set, specifically that's pointed out in DJ Hero 1. And the same thing with M. There are a bunch of tracks that are mixed with Eminem
yeah.
songs. So it probably has to deal with however their contract was written up for Guitar Hero of how their music appears in other music genre-based rhythm
maybe.
Games.
Maybe.
And maybe
yeah.
that's what kept them out. Because, yeah, it's surprising. There's no J. There's no M.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got some Biggie, but you really, like, the only Puff Daddy song?
You Can Hate Me Now.
Yeah, it
or,
was Hate Me
all
Now.
About, or All About
and
the Benjamins.
All About the Benjamins. Although, Hate Me Now is really the only Diddy song, because Benjamins is
was
an ensemble.
That whole, yeah, it wasn't.
Just like Crush
of,
on You
yeah.
is was Little C's and Little Kim. You know, but what kind of surprises me is that, you know, the only DMC on there was Run's House.
Yeah.
And the only Beastie Boys track on there was Brass Monkey.
Yeah.
Like, why not Paul Revere?
Why not Paul Revere?
Okay. Like, if, to be honest, you know, or You Gotta Fight.
I think that comes off, I think when you hear that, it sounds more rocky than rappy.
Right, but if we're talking about Def Jam Pioneers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they should have had more songs by them for sure, but
yeah.
maybe not that
and
one.
And it's a
like
short playthrough on Career, especially Career Solo. You know, I blew through it in what?
A couple hours?
Yeah, about an hour and a half, two
yeah.
hours.
Because she just wouldn't drop the mic. She wouldn't let it go.
No, because I was going to get you to play with me. I sort of kind of coerced you a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
On one song. Yeah. And you kept throwing the mic back at me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Progress. Baby steps.
Right.
Baby steps.
I'm just trying to help you stay black, kid.
I know, because, you know, eventually they're going to do what they did to Michael Jackson. I'm not going to have any.
But here's ultimately my kind of take on the game.
Don't take my melanin.
Melatonin?
Yeah, that.
That too?
Yeah.
Melanin, your melatonin, you don't want to lose it.
No, I don't. I want to keep it.
What does Panda use as her standard unit of measurement?
But the diamond is like the size of the span between my boobs. Like, it's this big. It's a huge ass diamond. I ain't even gonna lie. And if you've ever seen the span, it's a big diamond.
So I love how you use your boobs.
As a measure. It was, no, because literally she's holding it like...
My boobs are a unit of measure.
But no, literally it's like that big.
It's ginormous and it's
like,
fucking
that's where like the jet is, so it's like...
Okay.
It's a princess, you know...
See, I would have said that it was like, you know, a foot in diameter.
Well, whatever.
If you have to pick between Heroes and Chuck, why does Chuck win?
Once again, I have ventured into the land of Netflix, where I currently like to reside.
Yes, and you've actually stumbled on something that the world discovered a while ago.
Oh, okay. So that's the one we're going on. So, I've never been really big on watching, like, TV series when they're actually running.
TV series.
Network TVs. I'm not that kind of person. I don't tune in every week. For a show.
For must-see TV?
I have to say that the only show I've ever done that for was The L Word.
Oh my god, The L Word.
Every Sunday, yeah. Like clockwork, that I would watch that and True Blood. That's about it.
All right.
Syndicated, or things that were going to be syndicated, but then
right,
it didn't.
Right, but see, those aren't network broadcast. Right.
But I mean, I've never tuned into Fox. I've never tuned into Fox. To watch a show every Tuesday night. No. I mean,
You don't watch The Glee when it runs?
No, I don't watch Glee.
You don't watch Glee?
I do not watch Glee.
What?
And everyone thought it was really funny because I'm really big into drama and musicals and shit. It's totally up my alley, but I have not watched Glee.
Not even the Rocky Horror Glee?
No. Nope. I watched that one bit of that last week's episode with the thriller zombie and Dance Till You're Dead, but I only saw that one segment. I've never sat down and watched a whole Glee episode.
Oh my god, I think you would totally love Glee.
I think I would too, and I just haven't, because it's not available on instant stream on Netflix. I'd have to get discs.
No, you gotta go to the Hulus.
I got rid of my Hulu Plus.
You got rid of the Hulus?
Yeah, I might go back, but not right now.
Well, yo, if you ever want to come down, I will let you Hulu it up.
Alright. So, but anyway, so, people were talking about Heroes. In the
NBC?
All Games. Is that NBC?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everyone in All Games was
save
talking about...
Save the cheerleader,
about,
save the world?
Yes.
Heroes?
Okay, yes, yeah. That Heroes.
That's NBC.
Everyone in All Games were talking about it, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, if it's available, I'm like, everyone talked about how really good it was up until it wasn't, which apparently is season two.
yeah, season two needed
I was like,
a little,
you know what?
Season two was kind of like, okay, how can we fuck this pooch?
More or less, yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go and find it on Netflix. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm like, the first season cannot be that bad. And it wasn't. First season, probably the best fucking season of anything that I've watched on Netflix.
Even Skins?
I liked Skins, too. Not the MTV horrible version, the actual BBC.
That's why I said Skins.
The actual believe it or not, I think it's Australian, actually. Okay. For Skins.
I don't know.
But anyway, Skins was also really good too. But compare, if I'm going to compare them, no way. Heroes totally wins over Skins. But if I had to put Heroes next to Damages, I think I'd have a hard time.
Oh, Damages is amazing.
Damage was really good.
Oh, yeah.
And Heroes is real. Like, the first season, I got through the first season of Damages in a weekend. I got through the first season of Heroes in a day. Like, I just plowed through it. Like, snow plows with snow. Really good snow plows.
Not the ones that we have.
No, not the ones here in our city.
No.
So, I don't really need to tell you the synopsis of it, because I'm sure all of you guys have watched it long before I decided to get on that late train to
Just
Heroville.
In case, this is somebody new, and they never saw it, because they came to the NBC after NBC foolishly...
Got rid of it.
Got rid of it.
So basically,
I mean, seriously, if you have to pick between Heroes and Chuck, why does Chuck live?
I don't know why.
Who the fuck Chuck watches sucks. Chuck?
Yeah, I know. You four people.
I mean,
who
seriously.
All meet up at the sports bar that
are you guys
put it
meeting
on that
up
one,
at Applebee's to watch
at
Chuck?
At that one TV in the corner that's not playing sports to watch Chuck.
Is that who it is?
Because you're that embarrassed to watch it at home.
Because
your mom be like, what
I've
the
watched
fuck,
like
dude?
Three different episodes of Chuck now.
Don't
not
get
a
it.
Fan.
Yeah. But anyway, so if you've never watched Heroes, it's a pretty much, you know, this solar eclipse. Is it a solar eclipse or a? It's a solar.
Mm-hmm.
Solar eclipse happens, and these random people start displaying these abilities.
Yep.
You know, and they're like, "Holy fuck! What's wrong with me? I'm a weirdo. I'm a freak. I don't understand where I have this place in my world. But I must. There must be a purpose for me somewhere,
yes.
And I want to figure it out.
Purpose."
Yeah, pretty much. Heroes should just be called Purpose.
Yep.
Do you have one?
Is it in you?
Season one, Purpose. Do you have one? Season two, yes, I have one, but I don't like it. Season three is, I don't know where my purpose went. And season four, I haven't even watched it yet, so it's like, Purpose?
Season four is like,
Profit? No, I'm just kidding.
Wait. I can has Purpose?
Exactly. I haven't even watched season four, so I have no idea.
Oh, season four is, like, fucked up. Well, and then it lands, and you're like, no!
But I'm in...
Seriously,
I'm currently
there's carnival people.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, one...
Carnival people.
Carnies.
Yep.
With abilities.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if you've been, have you been to a carnival? I mean, some of them have some type of ability.
Seriously. You know that guy that was in the... Transporter 3 movie, who was the bad guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
He's the main piece of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean...
I'm just saying.
Because
I loved
Heroes. The writers were seriously on to something in season one. Like, I like the fact that these are pretty much ordinary people with their ordinary lives that
ordinary people.
That have to now learn... To master these abilities, understand themselves in a totally different way, and then decide if they're going to try to continue to lead this normal life, or do something with this...
Oh my god, I'm a cheerleader, and I just finished getting through puberty, and I have this body, and I'm indestructible.
And then she later finds out, I don't even think she later finds out that she's never going to age. Because that's what was up with the dude in season two. He's like, I have healing abilities, and I'm like 400 years old, and I still look like I'm 31.
No, she's gonna age.
Oh, she will? Thank yeah. God.
Well.
Because I was a little worried, because when they brought
now
that up...
Now we won't know, because they ended the series.
Yeah, so she won't... Well, she won't now, because they won't progress.
Not no more.
But anyway, I really, really liked it. The character development was great. Timing was really good. They had no problems making
they
fun of themselves.
They had George Takei, for fuck's sake.
And fucking Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah. How can you
Hello?
Lose?
Hello.
How can you lose?
So, I mean...
Both of them were in Star
I mean,
Trek, by the
though,
way.
I mean, if I had...
Just
the,
a different
If time. I had some nitpicking in the story, I think my big issue is that all of a sudden, in the end of season two to season three, it's like, oh, people who read minds, It's like, that is one of the most generic abilities ever.
It's
and
because
they
you don't have to put makeup on for that.
It's like,
it's
oh.
It's cheaper.
It's like, oh, well... We gotta get rid of all the people who could read minds. It's like, okay, so you couldn't figure out something cooler ways to read minds? I mean, don't get me wrong. Siler learning your ability by, you know, chopping part of your head off. I thought that was kind of cool.
No, Siler learns your ability by taking it from you, so he chops your head off. And
yeah,
then,
from your brain. Well, you until know. One of the seasons when he finds out that he doesn't have to open your skull to get it.
And he still does it, though.
Yeah, he does it for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, and what?
So have you gotten to the point where he doesn't declare?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, aren't you going to kill me? It's like, you're really special, and I couldn't kill you even if I wanted to. And I do. But I can't. Bye! That's my happy mm-hmm. Siler if you didn't get. But I think out of all of them, you know, because at first I'm like, alright. I'm like.
Have you gotten to the point where you learned Siler's truth about his mom?
His real mom?
Yeah.
And how his dad killed his real mom? Or is there another real mom? People just don't know who their parents are in this series.
Just be quiet. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. Not to mention the whole bunny taxidermy thing. Really didn't like that in season three. That really made me upset. Like, I watched it. I was like, don't kill it. It's a bunny. And you didn't even say no animals were harmed in the making of this episode. So you probably really killed this bunny.
A bunny might have had a heart attack, is what they're saying.
Would you not be scared?
If I was a bunny, I'd be scared of everything.
If I was a bunny and I saw Siler, holy fuck, I would shit owl pellets. The idea that all of a sudden mind readers were really important.
Mind readers are important.
Don't get me wrong. Yes, they have their... But it's like, oh, we have to get all these people together because these really important people don't want mind readers to be predicting the future because they're, oh, I don't know, trying to manipulate it. That's pretty standard. The
fucking man.
Exactly. And then, I mean, I felt like in the beginning, in the first season, you got hero's origin story. If you follow comics, then you know that every hero's got their origin. And it seems like they were really focusing on hero being the big focal hero.
Hiro Nakamura. Mm-hmm.
In it. And I was like, that's totally fine because, you know, here comes this kid who wants nothing more than to be special. The good one, anyway.
Yeah.
And here he is going through this journey to become that. And then you actually see the end result where he actually achieves what it is that he wanted, in a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, that's totally awesome. But then they totally would change gears and give you these other characters that we've already seen in the mix, but no real origin stories to them.
Have you gotten really to the point where Hiro goes back in time and finds the girl that he fell in love with again?
He goes back again? I know he goes back in the second season for Kensei and falls in love with his chick, which kind of, you know, made him a little angry. But if he goes back, then no, I have not seen that yet.
Oh, okay, let me shut up then.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
La la la.
So, I'm only in season 3. I'm dealing with the whole Siler. I don't know. And I feel like Siler, in terms of a bad guy, seems a little wishy-washy to me. Which is really weird, because at first, he was this powerhouse. He's like, I want to learn everybody's ability. I want to take abilities from people who don't deserve them. And I want to be the most special person in the world because I have been neglected. And then, in the second season, no one understands me, and I'm a monster, and other people made me this way, and I actually want to be a good person. I'm going to fuck Kristen Bell now. Then season 3. Well, I fucked her, but then I realized I'm really a monster deep down, and she kind of had something to do with that, so I'm going to kill her on a beach. And that was like, oh, I have a real father. I want to know stuff. Wait a minute. Like, it seems like his origin story is going backwards. Like, we saw him at his peak, and now he's deconstructing. And I feel like he's
You haven't even gotten to the what the fuck just happened moment.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like,
seriously.
Like, I feel like with certain characters, they have them in this forward progression that makes so much sense, and some of these characters are dead on. Like, I love it. And then other ones are like, oh, well, we need to do something different with this season so that we have a reason to continue to write. So let's just fuck this up. And I feel like they kind of did that with Siler in terms of him being an antagonist.
Here's my nitpick. So you remember at one point, everybody's in the future, and Claire's like a badass.
Claire is like, has no feeling because she can't be hurt, yeah.
Right.
And she shot Peter.
And she's got black hair.
The dark brown. It's not black, it's dark brown.
Anyway, okay, so you remember that moment, and she's like protecting her dad and whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's a problem that I have. Oh, I'm gonna spoil stuff.
That's alright, I'm still gonna watch it.
Okay. So you get to a point in the last season where you realize that couldn't happen because Nate dies.
Nathan?
Skylar kills him.
Really? Like, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no Linderman kiss of life again?
Mm-mm.
Dead. Like, all right, I get it.
And so I'm sitting there going, okay, wait, time out. If Nathan is dead...
Then he wouldn't be the president in the future.
Then he couldn't be the president in the future.
But Skylar can shapeshift, so maybe it's Siler being Nathan in that shot, and it's not... No, because then Peter wouldn't be going to Costa Verde to see Siler being all nurturing to a boy who I thought was Kristen Bell's baby, but, you know, he killed her, so she ain't pregnant.
This is what I'm saying.
Unless she went like, back somebody, to Twilight.
Like, somebody did not pay attention to their own fucking
story.
Timeline.
It's like, okay, so under the premise that he didn't die in that future, and...
So under the premise that he didn't just get shot through the fucking gut by Siler and was buried by his mother, who covered it up.
Anna's really good at covering shit up.
Yeah, she's really good at it, actually.
I thought the longest time, I was like, I know she has an ability, and I was like, I'm hoping it's something really awesome. And I was so hoping that we'd see what George Takei actually did for an ability, but they never go into that, and I'm like...
And they never will.
Like, that's so upsetting. I'm like, all right, I know you're gonna be like a sword master. I'm like, I get that shit, but what else, what do you do? Like, what do you do? And you weren't at that camp where, you know, freaking Charles and Angela all hung out at, because apparently, you know...
Evidently, mutants always go to camp.
Man. It's like, hey, let's all meet up at camp. You know we're all going.
Mutant camp, mutant school.
We're always going. Yeah, we're going.
It's like fat camp, but for people with powers.
You know, and I knew that early shapeshifter, I knew she was a fatty. I knew she was going to be a fatty. The fact that she's just like, man, you eat a lot. It's like, oh, you're really fat. And that's why you have issues, and that's why you want to make sure that everybody that you are is really attractive and pretty. Except for that one fat, black, older mammy who was hanging out with Micah. Oh!
So heroes.
Yeah, so heroes.
You kind of like it.
I really like it. You know, and the funny thing is, like, I really love, like, I love season one. And I'm only giving seasons 2, 3, and 4 a shot because I have so much respect for season one. I'm just like, what happened? Oh, wait, the strike happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
You just realized that?
Yeah. No, I knew the strike had happened. People were bitching about that. And I'm like, so now the story is shit now. And...
Story go down to horn.
And I'm really kind of getting sick of Claire bitching about how she wants to do something. She's like, I want to do something. I know how to fight. It's like, no, you know how to read your phone. You know how to drive to a location.
She's gonna be a lesbian.
And you, no way.
Yep.
No way.
Yes.
She has no Birkenstocks.
She gets Birkenstocks when she goes to college.
No way.
Yes, she does. And when you see your girlfriend, you're gonna be like, oh my god!
Wait, really? Seriously. Are you being dead serious?
I'm serious.
But she made out with some really hot guys.
Yep, she did. Then she decided it's not for her.
Well, she did say the relationship thing really wasn't for her.
Yeah, it wasn't working out until she got to college.
Oh, wow. I'm pretty surprised at that.
Yep.
Okay.
She's got
Hey, gotta try it at least once. Why not?
Yep. First, she's like, why are you so into me? You're, like, stalking me and whatever. And she's like, no, I just really
it's like, I want you to watch the L Word with me and watch the PETA commercials at 3 in the morning.
So Claire lets her see her ability. She jumps out a window.
It's like, watch like, my ability!
I want to share something with you.
It's like, I want to show you something very deep and personal. I'm going to, like, cut half of my head off and then you can watch it back on.
Okay, you watching? I'm just like, no.
This is attempt number 7, by the way.
I love you so much. Watch me. Watch me.
Heroes. Hero season 1. Great. 2, 3, 4. If you have so much respect for 1, watch it to get the rest of it over with and then go back to 1 and replot what you would do. Because probably whatever you would come up with would be better than the actual reality that is Heroes.
According to Panda, what's the best reason to be a dick?
Yeah, we were talking about it before.
I know, but I want to hear it again, because they weren't part of that conversation.
Well, right. So, I mean, when you go later on in the game, throughout all the things, you know, and you're discovering things that you didn't know about your brother before. Because, you know, most people who are dicks have a reason. Oh, I was molested as a child. Oh, someone broke my rocking horse.
Wait. Your first thought of what could make somebody be a dick...
is molestation.
Was molestation. And not someone took my toy, someone scuffed my Puma, somebody put gum in my hair.
All right, one...
Like, the first place you go is molestation.
Okay, for one...
You watch way too much Don't Rape Me in the Ass.
I'm also a criminal... I was a criminal justice major.
I know.
And I specialize in cognitive behavior.
Molestation.
That will fuck up anybody's Christmas.
I know it will fuck up your Christmas. But the first place you go is molestation.
Yeah, somebody's touching your no-nos when you're saying no.
And then you back up to, or they take your toy.
Or they broke your rocking chair. Someone ate the last Oreo cookie. I mean, there are reasons.
Somebody pushed you down the stairs and broke your tooth.
Who would do that?
And the silence comes.
Who would do that?
Oh.
That's a horrible thing.
Douchebags.
What would Ninja pay $20 to see?
I fucking love Ryan Reynolds, and I'm on the fence about whether or not I want anything to do with the Green Lantern
you
movie.
You said you're going to watch that because you think you're going to see his ass. And yeah, you would pay $20 to see his ass on release day.
I would pay $20 to see Ryan Reynolds' ass. I'm not going to lie.
There's a lot of people who would pay more than
$20. I would pay $20 to see his ass. I would. I'd be like, here's my money. Thank you very much.
I'd pay just so I can know what Scarlett Johansson looks for in a man.
See?
$20.
No, but he's not? Let him put... No, he's tapping Sandra Bullock now.
What?
Yeah, they're
after the proposal, he proposed his
No, they're scheduled.
They became friends with benefits, and then all that shit happened with Jesse James, and he's like, all right, I'm the man. I'm here.
No, basically what happened was he and Scarlett were just working different schedules, and they never saw each other anymore, and so it just wasn't there. So they got divorced. And I don't think it's final yet, but he's with Sandra Bullock now.
And I'm sure Scarlett's like, that's okay, because she's America's sweetheart. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Scarlett's with somebody, too. Fair.
See, this is what I don't like. I'm going to take a little segue here, because you two are women, and yes. I'm a guy.
Yes.
And this is something that all women say, but this proves that you're all liars. Dirty, dirty, filthy, stinking liars.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
You're like, you know what? I just want a nice guy that can make me laugh and... that's there for me. I just want a guy that can hold my hand when it rains. I just want somebody that I can talk to. And you have Ryan Reynolds, who is like the blueprint of a hunk. I'm a guy. I know what a great looking guy looks like. Right. He's a great looking freaking guy.
He is a great looking guy. I agree.
I would concur.
I will tell you this too. Guy's not that funny. He's humorous. He can make you giggle. But he's not, oh, wow, I've never seen anybody funnier than Ryan Reynolds. I don't believe for a second he's witty. But Scarlett Johansson? Friggin' Sandra Bullock? What the hell? Come on.
Wait.
Evidently, now, Sandra, he's
funny enough.
Now, wait.
And good-looking enough.
In Sandra's case. When Sandra Bullock shows up at Oscars with Gabriel Iglesias on her arm, then you can talk to me. Until then, I don't want to hear it.
Because I don't think Ryan Reynolds for Sandra Bullock is for the giggles. I think she was dealing with a whole lot of shit because her man decided he wanted Nazi inked up Kat Von D over Oscar winner.
I don't get Kat Von D.
You know, he wanted dark and gritty.
You want to talk about dudes?
And how does that even happen?
How do you from Sandra Bullock to Kat Von D?
And apparently one jump and a video.
Evidently.
Like, what kind of mental anguish was she had been going through to decide, you know what, Jesse James, I can change him. What? Really?
It's That's weird. There are women out there who like damaged men because they want, there's a weird
so,
sense
wait,
where we
hold
want
on,
to
let's go back
things.
To Derek's original point here. All right. And then we got our...
But no, Sandra Bullock with Ryan Reynolds is
Derek,
not about the giggles.
I'm
That's
gonna,
about
I'm
the hump
gonna, I'm going to share some women truth with you right now. And I'm probably going to get in trouble, you know, with the group, but I'm going to put it out there.
Girls overlook anything for a good-looking guy.
Here's the thing, okay? We all say that we want, you know, somebody that'll make us laugh and that'll be there with us and we could share things with and things like that. And to a degree, we do. In general. Like,
what degree?
I would say,
like 3 degrees?
I would say that, to be fair, I would say that it's more like 23%. Okay? And then... What we really want is we want a guy that hovers on the line of being a bad boy, that's smart enough to have a conversation but knows when the fuck to shut up. In fact, can make us laugh when we want to cry. But if you have a nice ass and a great smile and nice hair, we will overlook a lot of shit because we'll say, we can change that later.
I don't know.
Don't lie.
No. Okay.
Tell the truth.
No. Here's true speak. Now let's look at the lineup of the men that have been in my life.
Do we have to?
Just for the basis of this conversation, just put an.
Yeah,
I mean, Derek, you don't know that, but if for the person
you're
who
the
knows,
exception that proves the rule.
Like,
I'm just gonna say that right now.
Yeah.
So we can't really use you.
No, because that's not fair. I have always gone personality first and then have regretted it later.
Well, that messes me up because at one time, I remember I was talking to Panda once. And I was like, Panda, if we were going out, she's like, I would not go out with you, Derek. I was like, no, I'm just saying if. Like, just pretend. She's like, no, I just want you to know that that wouldn't happen. I'm like, look, I'm trying to make a point, Panda. If we were going, look, Derek, I wouldn't go out with you.
I don't know.
She's grown up, though, I will say a lot.
I've come a long way.
Yeah, she was a bitch back in the day, though. I'm not even going to lie. That's some truth speak right there.
No, and I own that about myself. I have not been the kindest person, but in my defense, I was, but now, if I look at the whole pan of my relationship career, I am totally not the exception to the woman rule that Ninja has just.
Yeah, you're the exception.
I am the exception to the rule. So we exist, but very few know.
There are very few that are really about, I don't care what package it comes in, these are the qualities that I want.
And if you have all the qualities that I want, I will invest. But then if you fuck up, then we're okay. No problem.
To be fair, that it is a lie. It is a lie to a degree because we do want those things. But man, if you look real nice in a suit, might put up with it for a little bit.
Until you do something really bad.
And then it's like, see?
And then we're going to burn your suit and then your power's gone.
Then we're going to throw you out. And
I like how really bad is if you get a Nazi tattoo or hang out with a stripper. That's kind of bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
We might have to have a talk after that one.
Yep, that's really like way over the line. Like the line is here and you just went like way over.
Okay, so yeah. There you have it. Another, frankly, hysterical laugh riot from beginning to end, cutting room floor episode. I hope you had fun.
I know I did.
We did. But we had fun making the stuff that ended up first on the cutting room
floor. We're not like Lost. We answered a bunch load of questions.
We did. We did answer a metric ass load of questions.
A megaton ass load. Mega gigabytes of
ass loads of questions. Answered by Pandalicious and yours truly. And if you want more goodness like this and more answers to questions and questions that need answering, then you want to make sure that you check us out on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can find the newest news on our page over at EGM, egmnow.com/electricsisterhood for all the latest in esh news goodness. But you can also check us out on Twitter and Facebook and all that other stuff and get our podcast in the iTunes podcast application or through the Microsoft Marketplace by searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting subscribe. If you're not living in La Vida I or you don't have a Zune and use the Microsoft Marketplace like that, well,
you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But if you're looking for us, you should look out for the people we hang out with.
That's right, because the Land of Esh, we roll deep there. While our new podcast episodes go out fresh on Mondays, you can follow that up with an episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast hosted by our homeboy, King Baby Duck. For more of the testosterone to our estrogen, they do music, they do movies, they do, you know, fights and sports and boy stuff, which is cool. Yeah. Then, on Wednesday, follow that up with some newness from Geek Aggro, held down by our homeboy, Deuces Wild. That's more of your gadgetry and nerdetry and mobile devices, and we just cover all your nerd needs throughout the entirety of the week.
And don't forget about Issues Thursday.
Issues Thursday! Come on, man! Get on that! Launching soon! What's up, first quarter? Anyway, so that's around the corner. Then there's all the stuff that we talk about on Twitter. There's all the stuff that we talk about on Facebook. Facebook.com/Land of Esh. Oh my god, we are so up all in your tubage.
YouTubes, I'm on it.
Okay, if you want all the latest news from the Land of Esh, then you need to follow our news account, which the group we hold down like a dollar bill in a puddle. At ESH News on the Twitter. If you want the entire list of all the team, go to my page, twitter.com/NinjaSister, and check out the Land of S list. Everybody is on that. Everybody you need to follow in your life.
In your life, bitch.
Yeah, I took you, bitch. So,
as long as it's 75% of things that are said by us.
So, there you go. There you have it. That's how you keep in touch with us. Panda, what shit you digging this week?
Rainbows.
Rainbows are good.
Rainbows are good. That's nice. That's nice.
What are you digging?
Oreo cookies!
You mean the cookies, not the stereotypic racial, you know, implication of what an Oreo is.
Right.
Yeah, just making sure.
The cookie. They actually, like, put it in your mouth. Like, cookie.
I just went to a really bad place.
That's not my fault. You're a nasty, nasty little girl. Bitch.
Excuse me?
I'm supposed to put it in, like, 75% of the
time. Okay, that's right. It says so on the contract.
It's on the contract. We're like, you know, low on bitches, so I'm just trying to throw
them right, I know. I'm trying to get them all in.
Trying to get them, you know, bitches. All in. Yeah, bitch. Bitch. So I was like, in your...
Yeah, I get it.
I wasn't calling you. I was just contractually obligated to sneak
right. Yes.
One in there. Bitch. But yeah, no, seriously. Oreo cookies, double stuffed, in my face, all day, by myself. Kevin Hart voice. Bitch.
That was actually a really good
game. Huh? You like that?
Yeah.
I've been working on it.
Good job.
Thanks. As always, I'm Ninja Sisto.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out.
Peace, bitches. Labor Day, bitches.
As should you. So make sure that you interact with us and all that stuff
as
well.
I need more friends on Twitter.
I need more followers.
I need more friends on my Xbox, too, people.
We need more fans on our Facebook page.
Can I have some hot fans?
You have hot fans.
I need more, like four more?
You've got, like, more hot fans than you know. It's just that most of them don't use their pictures, they use their avatar.
Well, hello, hot people. I'd like to see some pics.
I would like to date your avatar.